Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. It's another day. Time just flies now, doesn't it?
Yes.
And I see here you're newer in business, right? You have less than a year?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going for you so far?
Pretty good.
That's good. And what do you currently do for marketing? How do you get new clients?
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Nextdoor, Yelp.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like you're doing quite some stuff. On social media side, are you more of promoting your page or are you running ads?
I don't know. My wife handles that. She does all the posting and all that stuff.
Okay. Well, question for you then. I'm sorry. Who did you say handles it?
My wife.
Your wife? Okay. Do you think, and I mean, I don't, I mean, because I am going to go over the program. We are looking to fill the spot. Is your wife the one that typically handles these types of decisions for the business? I'm sorry, you cut off. No, the signal is bad. It's just in and out. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but it's not the greatest. My service is not too great right now.
Well, I can hear you now, so that's good. Do you think that your wife should be part of this conversation, too? Do you guys make decisions together?
Oh, I mean, no. She just does the social media side of it, and then I just do all the other stuff.
Got it. Okay. Do you know if she, if, like, any, you know, it's fine. I can go over the package that I think would be the best package. And we can kind of go from there, see what might be the best thing. Let me take a look here. It looks like, too, you have a Google business profile. Did you guys do that yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So when it comes with our listings, they are exclusive. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that go directly to you. Now, we do this with first page placement on Google. That Google business profile, we're going to put it on the first page where that local map section is based off of the jobs that you want to be found for. So you're going to get about 15 keywords. Those are going to be the services that you offer. Anytime somebody searches for one of those keywords, that's when your business pops up on the first page of Google. Now, 90% of the business is done on that first page, so we're going to put you right there. We also do first page placement on Bing, and we also run Facebook ads for your business. So the way that the Facebook ads work is we retarget the same people that were looking for your keywords across the web. When this person goes on Facebook, there's an ad that pops up for your business. They'll be able to click to call you directly. Now, cost-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract, and it's just a flat rate of $249 per month. With a one-time setup fee of $99, that's for all of your programming. So your initial investment is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
Well,
I know I said a lot. I'm sorry. Do you have any questions for me?
So right now, I guess, I mean, since I just started, I don't have a ton of money to just do stuff like that right now. So I don't know if maybe you could call me back in like a couple of weeks and then we can set it up or something.
Well, I know we're looking to fill the spot. I don't know, you know, how quickly it would get filled. Sometimes it fills up quickly. Yeah. Sometimes it takes some time. I mean, is this something that you would want to do? Do you see the value in this?
I mean, yeah, if I can. I mean, the only thing is I just did sort of a similar thing with Yelp, and it was like $300 for the month, and then I literally got zero calls, so I'm not, I mean, people called, but then they wanted Handy Andy prices for somebody that's going to do it for $10, and that's not me, so I'm not going to start my own company to basically spend my own money to run a company. I'm in it to make money, not be
exactly
stuck paying everybody. So
that's kind of the problem when it comes to Yelp as well, is that, you know, it's more of a directory on that end. Are you still paying them, or did that already end?
No, I quit after the first month I canceled it,
because
I got a lot of calls, like 20-something calls, but single one of
quality.
Them, after they find out how much it is, yeah, and then they just never call back or never reply or whatever, so.
Yeah. Yeah, the difference is, too, you know, when it comes to, well, let me ask you, if you look for a service or if you're looking for a restaurant, where do you go typically for that search?
Google Maps.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I personally don't use Yelp. I don't use Yelp at all. I used to use it for restaurants, just not anymore, just because of some things I've heard about Yelp. But, I mean, I've never looked up a service on Yelp, and I mean, 9 out of 10 people, they use Google, you know, that's the number one search engine of the world. Even the people who don't want to use Google, they use it. I know that we were running a promotion for yesterday for President's Day. I can ask, but I'm not sure if it'll go through or not, but if I am able to waive your setup fee of the $99 and just keep you at the flat rate of $249, would that be something that would be a little bit more doable so we can at least start the process for you?
I mean, yeah, I guess I could try it.
Okay, let me send a message to my manager and see if that's something that we could do.
Okay.
Because I know we were usually when we waive setup fees, it's the best pricing on that. So I don't think it'll be a problem, but let me just wait for him to get back to me. And while he gets back to me, I can kind of take a look at all your information. The way that everything would work as well, from when we, today, what I would do is get the basics of your information. I do set up a time to have my onboarding team call you. They go more into detail about your company info, make sure we have everything correct. After that, it's going to be no more than 7 to 14 days to get those ads up and live. And then for your first page placement, we do say it's a maximum of 30 to 45 days, but you already have that Google business profile. So it does cut down your time. But we do like to underpromise and overdeliver, so that's pretty much the timeline on everything. We'll be maintaining your first page placement. My manager did write back to me, so he did say we can waive your setup fee, so we'll keep you at that, just the flat rate of $249. So is that something that you are okay with doing?
I mean, I guess I could do that.
Okay, so let me get your contact info. Cameron, I have the spelling of your first name, Cameron.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your last name?
K-R-U-G-E-R. Kruger.
Kruger. Okay, perfect. And what is your email address? Or actually, I think I saw it on your website. Let me just verify it with you. KMFPServices@yahoo.com?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 8832, is that going to be the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And then company name, I have Kruger's Masterflow Plumbing Services. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your address?
5343 Lincoln Town Drive, Katy, Texas, 77493.
Okay, and it is currently hidden on your Google business profile. That's still fine, right?
Yeah, I mean, I tried to put it on, but to get Google verified, they made me take it off because it's not an actual, like, location that can people can go to or whatever.
Exactly. Typically, Google does ask you to hide it. I mean, you're okay with hiding it, though, right? Or would you like it to show?
I mean, I figured it'd be better if it showed, so then when people looked up, then my business icon or whatever would pop up right there, but I don't know if that's how it works or what.
I'm gonna put it down on my notes. So my onboarding team, if we're able to have your address show, we'll let it show. So I'll put that down here on the notes. And then for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
I mean, I guess just me or my wife.
What's your wife's name?
She uses the same. Caitlin.
Caitlin with a K or with a C?
K. K-A-T-E-L-Y-N-N.
Okay. And same last name?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I'll put her down as well. And then my onboarding team does research in your area to see what keywords are searched the most. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
I mean, there's water heaters, faucet installations, leaks, what else? I mean, clogs, whatever, really pretty much anything plumbing related.
Okay. We'll put down anything plumbing related so they can actually see what's searched the most and go from there. Yeah. Now your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like tomorrow, Thursday, or even Friday if need be?
I mean, I could do tomorrow around like, what's the latest they can call, like 4 or something?
Your central time, right?
I think.
Right now, is it about to be, is it 3:53?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, your central time. The latest that we can do tomorrow is going to be between 5 and 6.
Okay, I guess do 4 to 5 if you can.
I can do 4 to 5. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to email you out when we get off the phone as well, the Google invite. So if you need to change it or anything, feel free to reach out. I'm going to send you a text message also right now with our office line, and it also has my direct extension. So I will still be point of contact on your account. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to me directly. And then let me see what else I need. You have your Google business profile. You have a Facebook page. You have a website, which is great. Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. I also do have that you service the area of about 30 to 35-mile radius. Would you like me to put 35-mile radius, or do you want me to target certain cities or counties?
That means you can do the same 35-mile radius or whatever.
Okay. All right, and then for hours of operation, what you currently have now is every day between 8 to 8 p.m. Does that still work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that works. And then for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And is there a middle initial, or does it just show Cameron Kruger?
It has my full middle name on it.
Okay. What's your middle name?
Ryan.
R-Y-A-N?
Yep.
Perfect. And the billing on the card, is it the 5343, the Lincoln Town Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
It's 4427, 4221, 3072, 4399.
Okay, and expiration on the card?
528.
And the security code?
156.
Okay. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company. You can answer whatever you'd like as long as you remember the answer. You can pick through mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Just do city you're born in.
Okay. And what city is that?
Katy.
Oh, perfect. Simple enough.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification. This is going to be on the recorded line. This outlines your service agreement. If you have any questions, please feel free to stop me so I can clear it up. After we're done with the voice verification, I'm going to send you an email and text message with everything that we went over as well. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Kruger's Master Flow Plumbing Services.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Cameron Kruger, the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we will be calling you from that 877 number and asking you that security question every time that we call you. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each 20th of every month in just $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you call us 3 days before your billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to send over everything to you right now through email and also through text. And then I'm just going to go over the terms and conditions with you before we get off the phone as well. That's going to be everything that I basically told you in writing. And then I got you set up. Your call is going to be tomorrow between 4 to 5. So give me 1 second. I want to make sure that all gets sent over to you. And I'm going to send you a YouTube video as well. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. And you'll get your credentials for your dashboard in about 3 to 5 days. That's going to be basically the brains of everything, showing you how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, calls. You'll be able to see how everything's working for you. Now, let me send you, it looks like it hasn't went out yet. Okay, it's still, okay, just want to make sure, okay, there we go, it looks like they're being sent out to you now, so I'm going to send you over a link. I just texted over to you right now, if you can open up that link for me real quick. And this is going to be the terms and conditions. So that's going to be that optimization of your Google business profile, the directory submission, since you already have a Yelp account, we'll go over that with you tomorrow, but that should be good on that end.
Yeah.
We're going to run Facebook ads for your business. We also, what we charge you, which is just going to be that $249. Also seasonal hold. So if you get really busy and you want to put pause on your service, you can always do that. We don't charge you. Just call us 3 days before your billing as well. There goes your cancellation terms also that you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes, type in your name exactly the way that it looks, and then just click confirm. And it'll take you in to what's going to be your dashboard. And if for whatever reason it's not going on to the next page, it means that the name does not look the same. So just, you're just going to need the capital C, R, and K on it, just the way that it looks. Yeah, there we go. It looks like it already went through on my end. So I'm already going to start processing everything right now. I'll send you over that email right when we get off the phone, and we'll speak with you tomorrow between 4 to 5. If you have any questions, you have my contact info. Feel free to reach out. But as of right now, we are good. Do you have any questions for me?
And so it brought me to the local splash, and then it says username and password. That's what y'all are going to send me later on or whatever.
Exactly. That's going to be your login dashboard. So we're going to get that all set up for you, and we'll provide that in about 3 to 5 days for you. Okay?
Very cool. Yep.
Perfect. Any other questions for me, Cameron?
No, I think that's it.
Well, thanks so much. We'll speak with you tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, bye.